more repetitions. Okay, if you felt that you could, then the weight that you are carrying is not enough. So that's how you judge. That's how you judge. What weight will I carry? I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you 4 pounds, 5 pounds, 8 pounds, 10 pounds. You have to judge it yourself. The weight should be heavy enough that by the number 6, you are making mura na. Oh my God. This is... Hold and then put it slowly down. Okay? So that's how you can judge. Because only weight that is that heavy will stimulate the bone. If you lift only very light weights, and you can do it 25 times, 30 times, your muscles, yes, they will be able to endure. That's called muscle endurance. There's benefit, but not for the bone. It's not enough. Not enough. Okay, so remember that the weight you carry has to be heavy enough that by the number 6 or number 7, you are making a little pawis already. And this will make you pawis. You will sweat if you lift a weight that's heavy enough. Okay, so let's go to the next one. This one is for the legs, and it uses, like I said, the leg weights. You will do the same thing. 4 counts up, 1 count hold, 4 seconds down. Okay, next one. This one's called chair abdominals. This is just an option to show you, like if people don't want to lie down on the floor. Okay. These are for the shoulders. So far, the exercises I've been showing you, are they simple?
Yes. Yes.
Are they doable?
Yes.
Can you do it at home?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's it. Good. Next. This is an overhead, also for the shoulders. And all these exercises are very, very, what they call functional. Because in everyday life, we have to pick up things. We have to put things in the closet, right? All that stuff. You have to sit on a chair. These ones are for the calves. Go up and down, okay? And then the other one is for the shins, this in front here. Those are all level 1. Like I said, in the book, it shows you other options. These are knee lifts, but carrying heavy weight, so that would be, if you need balance, you just hold. It would be 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, hold. And then 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. Building strength in the bones in the legs. This is building strength in the bones in the hips. Okay? Using the ankle weights. Next one. That one is also for the hip, but it's going inward. So it also gives you firm inner thighs. Nice bonus. Next. And this one is the last one. These are the muscles here at the back. So you lean forward and you bring it up and down. Okay, so let's do a little summary of the program. It's the minimum is twice a week. The experiment was actually only twice a week. But if you want, you can do it 3 times a week. Just make sure alternating days because you have to rest in between. It's only 2 sets of 8 repetitions. So what did we do kanina? We did 1 set. That is 1 set of 8 reps. Warm up. You need to warm up for 5 minutes. You just walk around your room for 5 minutes, march up. Just walk around, march like this. That's good enough. 4 seconds to lift. 1 second hold. 4 seconds to put it down. Exhale when you lift. Breath out when you lift. Breath in when you put it down. And so, that ends the conclusion of my lecture. Before I end, I want to tell you a little something. You know, when Kara asked me to be a speaker, okay, actually she asked me for the first one 3 years ago. And I couldn't do it at that time. Because at that time, my mother had just died of cancer. And then my father, after a year after my mother's death, was also diagnosed with cancer. And so at that time, I couldn't say yes to her because I was also taking care of my dad. He just passed away last year. So I have a lot of cancer in my family. The father of my father died also of cancer. His brother also. I mean, it's all over our lineage. And it's probably one of the reasons also why I got into health and fitness. And I'm like Senator Legarda, I'm a bit OC now. I'm really, really careful now with my diet, you know, with all that. And particularly also about staying relaxed and staying positive and happy, because I think that also has a big impact on our health and living every moment. So this year, I was exercising, doing one of those dances that you just saw. That comes from a workout that I teach that's called NIA, N-I-A. It's a mind-body form of aerobics with self-expression. You know, all the, like that. So I was doing that, and a thought came to my head, you know, I want to do something for breast cancer. Do you know that the next day, I got the email from Cara asking me to be a speaker for this convention? So I knew that there's a reason and a purpose of why I am here today sharing this with you. And I know that there are those among you in the audience who will take this information, and I hope it changes, you know, improves the quality of your health and your life. Thank you very much. Are there any questions, by the way? Yes? You know my age. It's fine, I'm 53. I am a post-menopausal woman. Yes, I'm menopause at 50, so I'm in that age group. Anything else? Yes? Yes, the question was, if you're osteopenic, borderline, which is borderline before osteoporosis, can you do these exercises? Yes. I have a funny situation in my body. My spine is normal, according to my bone density tests. My legs are osteopenic. So I think this, for me personally, I think it's a result of, when I was a teenager, I was always crash dieting. And I became, are you familiar with bulimia?
Yes.
I became a bulimic for several years. Plus, I had problems with my ovaries. So I was also I had amenorrhea. So that went on, you know, it was finally diagnosed when I was about 16 or 17. So those years that I should have been, I was very active, but because of the severe dieting and the bulimia and all that, it destroyed my bone mass. I should have had a much better bone mass. And because of that, I am osteopenic in my legs. According to my doctors, if not for my lifestyle, which from the time I was 20 plus, you know, I developed a good lifestyle now, and I've exercised since I was 20, according to them, if not for that, and the fact that I don't smoke, I don't drink alcohol, siguro I should be osteoporotic by now. Because I destroyed it now in my teenage youth. Which is, that's why, you know, it's very important that young girls especially do not crash diet. Because it robs talaga the body of nutrients. So, to answer your question, yes, you can do all of that. I do all of that. You can jump, you can, you know. Now, osteoporosis is different. If you have osteoporosis, you have to consult your doctor about which of those exercises can you do or not do. Because, you know, it depends. If the spine is already weak, you might not be able to do certain things.
Hi, Kapapig. Can you share your exercise in the Facebook so everybody can see it and to see your beautiful face?
Thank you, Kapapig.
Now I'm going to make a confession. I am a Facebook bobo. Yikes. Nako. Yeah. Email na lang. Just email me and then I'll email you back. Oh boy. Yeah. tina.juan@yahoo.com. Very simple. And I promise you, I'll email you back. I'll send you if there's any information else that you need. Yeah. tina.juan@yahoo.com. My daughter now gets mad at me all the time. Eh? Mom, you're not on Facebook. Okay, is it considered reversed? Can it be reversed? I'd like to say sana yes. But, well, you know, maybe yes, in a sense. Because, you know, my spine used to be osteopenic. And now my spine is normal. Huh, my legs are the ones taking a long time to catch up. But at least I haven't, I haven't gone down so fast. So maybe the answer is yes. But you would have to really commit to doing either running or jumping or doing the weights at home. And heavy, it cannot be, don't get scared of the word heavy. I just mean that it's heavy enough that by the sixth or seventh or eighth repetition, you know, you can't anymore. Yes, exercise can help those who have scoliosis, but there are certain precautions that need to be taken. For example, because scoliosis is sideways, right? So the spine is not properly aligned. So jogging is not a good idea, because or running or even a trampoline, not a good idea either, because since the spine is not aligned, every time there's impact, the impact is not properly spread out on the spine. But they definitely can do weight exercises. They just have to check with their physical therapist or their rehab doctor about which ones. I've had many clients with scoliosis. Many of them, it's from carrying bags that are too heavy. Always on one side. Any other question?
Kasi breast cancer ang ano natin. So, how can good exercise
bakit
prevent breast cancer?
I think, since you are, many of you are breast cancer survivors, right? And I'm sure you do a lot of research on the internet. Do you Google? Do you receive a lot of information? Okay, there are many studies that have shown that exercise, a lifestyle of exercise does help to prevent. Definitely it helps to prevent. It also helps you to keep your weight down, because when you are overweight, it stimulates estrogen. And for those types of breast cancer that are estrogen dependent, it can hasten it. The latest study that I saw is just came out a few months ago. They looked at 60 studies from all around the world, and they analyzed them, and they found that breast cancer survivors who exercise lower their risk of dying from the disease by 50%. So I think that's pretty good statistics. Yeah. That these are people who already have breast cancer. Yes, they have survived it. And exercise, in other words, when they looked at 60 studies of all these people in the past, the ones who exercised had a 50% chance higher of surviving than those who did not exercise.
I'd like to add something to that. It's more of
without exercises, nagbo-bone meets. That's the risk that we have for breast cancer survivors. But because of bone meets, I think that's where the exercises come in, and it's also very healthy for us. So I should start already, I think.
You won't regret. You know what? You will never regret exercising. You have everything to gain, nothing to lose, honestly. Hippocrates said, the doctor of medicine, he said, everybody has two doctors, Dr. Right Foot and Dr. Left Foot. Because exercise truly, truly has so many benefits. And it is available to everybody. Ang kailangan lang talaga is the desire. The desire. In Spanish, they have a saying, querer es poder. To want is to do. Is to be able to do. So, if you have that desire, there's nothing to stop you. But it does require discipline. I have to admit that. I have to admit. Anything else? Well, with that, one question, one last question, yes?
Hello everyone, I'm Cecil from Bicol, and I'm 40 years survivor. And I like to tell everyone to move, because I do biking, I do swimming, and I have retired already, but we are putting up a foundation in Bicol, so you won't be going to Manila. Karen and I started this foundation, that's why I'm always here, and she's always with me. So would you believe I survived my cancer for 14 years? I lost my husband 17 years ago, but it keeps me fit. Cancer keeps you fit. It adds vitamins to your body. So keep smiling, and you really need to swim. You have to swim and then do biking for your feet, for your cardiovascular unit, because I'm also a nurse at the same time, and I always advocate eating veggies. Malunggay is very good. Okay? Thank you very much.
So with that, say thank you again, and go out there and exercise.
Let's give Miss Tina a big round of applause. Salamat po, ma'am. Okay. Sisters and brothers, kung sino daw po ang gusto magpa-breast clinic later on, magpalista po tayo sa baba, sa plenary hall. And then ang clinic po natin nasa second floor. Now we will go back kung saan po kayo nanggaling, kakain po tayo ng ating lunch. Okay.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. Then G.